2 years ago, the regions fended off a proposal to merge College Park and University of Maryland Baltimore by saying that there would be enhanced cooperation between them, more joint programs, et cetera.
Right.
And there are some, like the system just announced a joint MD, PhD in bioengineering degree. But overall, we don't hear much about this collaboration.
Oh, you should, because they're so, it's incredible what's happened with this this partnership. You know, we've created a joint collaborative school of public health. We've taken all, before this new arrangement was created, we had, I think, two joint appointments between UMB and College Park. Now there's something over 100 such joint appointments. We took all of the technology transfer operations at UMB and at College Park and merged them into a single office we call UM Ventures that's managing all of the intellectual property and commercialization activity of the two campuses. And we've seen a huge ramp up in the number of patents issued, the number of new companies that have been started, joint research proposals going in, a fabulous new partnership at the Institute for Biotechnology and Biosciences in Montgomery County between the two institutions. So really, it's been, and I heard both presidents say this the other day, that more activity than they dreamed could be possible in this brief period of time. UMB is starting a Masters of Law program in partnership with College Park down on the campus. There's a new undergraduate honors program, College Park Scholars Program in Law and Society that's jointly being offered by the two institutions. The business school is College Park is offering an MBA at the Biopark here at UMB. It's been just fabulous.
Okay, you make the case that there is a huge growth in collaboration mm-hmm. between College Park and University of Maryland Baltimore. What about with community colleges?
Oh, the community college, you know, the collaboration between the system and the community colleges is really quite phenomenal and very different than what you see in most other states. For example, I meet with the community college presidents and the and with several of the presidents from the system 4 times a year. We have a set agenda to sort of identify issues that we need to work on together. We've developed what we call 2+2 programs in nursing, in engineering, in cybersecurity, where students can start at a community college and then finish the 2-year degree and then move seamlessly into the last 2 years of that degree. Sort of what we're doing over in Montgomery County, but this is across the state.
Tell us what you're doing in Montgomery County.
Montgomery County is really a model for the rest of the nation in many ways, because Montgomery County, of course, is a very economically active county, maybe the richest jurisdiction in the state, with a huge bioscience industry and telecommunication industry. But they don't have a 4-year school, no 4-year college in Montgomery County, and they have great workforce needs. So we went into partnership with Montgomery County and created what we call the Universities at Shady Grove, a University System of Maryland center there. And we work in partnership with Montgomery College. So what we do there is that we work with the county leaders, identify what degree programs they need to keep the economic engine moving in Montgomery County. And then we look across our system, our 12 institutions, and we find institutions that can bring particular degrees to Montgomery County in partnership with Montgomery College.
Such as?
Well, let's say a good example, I think, is respiratory therapy. Turns out there's a huge workforce need in respiratory therapy. And so Salisbury, way over on the Eastern Shore, is the only institution in Maryland that offers a 4-year degree in respiratory therapy. So Montgomery College now offers the first 2 years of respiratory therapy. Salisbury has faculty come to Montgomery County to our center, and they do the second 2 years of respiratory therapy. So we're churning out degrees in respiratory therapy, badly needed in the county and elsewhere through this center at Shady Grove. But then there's engineering, there's information technology, there's teacher education, there's business. We just had a celebration at Shady Grove, 700 students getting degrees this year from our center at from the institutions, but having completed their degrees at our center in Montgomery County, earning four-year degrees in areas needed desperately by the county and the state. So it's a great success story. Now, we just had last night a huge ceremony to begin the process of building a new science and technology center there at our Shady Grove facility. And it will serve to churn out the STEM degrees that we need so badly in the state.